And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. When you listen to this radio show, sometimes I use terminology that doesn't make sense to you. So what I'm going to try and do on today's show is I'm going to try and give you some of that terminology, and I'm going to give you the definition and some examples for that terminology, because I want you to become a qualified real estate investor. I want you to become what's known as sophisticated. So a sophisticated real estate investor has understanding. They have knowledge of the craft that they are engaging in. So when you become sophisticated, you know something about an industry, you know something about the asset, you know something about a lot of things involving real estate that the average person doesn't necessarily know. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you will become a sophisticated real estate investor. There's just no getting around it. You have to become a sophisticated real estate investor, because once you go through our financial freedom education course, which is 16 hours of everything you need to know, you will know everything you need to know. You will become a sophisticated real estate investor. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit you real quick with a deal that came across my desk yesterday, and this came from Brent, and this property is in Texas City, Texas. I'm going to do it kind of fast. I'm doing it for a purpose. I'm going to hit you with some terminology that you may or may not understand. I want you to feel the terminology hit you, and I want you to, in your mind, say, I get it or I don't get it. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the terminology. I'm going to give you the definition. I'm going to give you an example of the terminology. And I'm going to help you become more sophisticated as a real estate investor. So here's the deal. It's a 1966 property, 323, 1,098 square feet. Now let's stop right there. What did I just hit you with? I just hit you with the year that it was built. A 1966 property, that means that it was built in the year 1966. So what does that tell you? The property is about 58 years of age, right? So it's been around for a while. And the other thing that you should take away from that information is that building codes in the 1960s were different than they are today. Materials used in the building of the property are different, or were different, than they are today. If the home has an air conditioner in it that was built in 1966, chances are it doesn't meet the code requirements of today's standards. And here's the other thing. If that air conditioner is still running after 58 some odd years, boy, I'll tell you, that's a testament to that air conditioning company. But the reality of it is this. The air conditioning system that is in that home is probably not vintage 1966, but it might be vintage 2014. Does that make sense? So what you need to understand is that this property could have had some updates done to it over time, or maybe it had no updating at all. It depends on who the owners are on the property and what they have done to improve the property over time. Now, some properties, they get improvements. Some properties do not. Very important that you understand that. Now, I also threw out 323. What does that mean? 323. Sounds like chords on a guitar, right? The 323 chord? I don't know. I made that up. I don't even know if that's real. But here's the point I want to make. 323 refers to the bedrooms, the bathrooms, and the number of car spaces in the garage. So a 323 property is a three-bedroom, two-bath, three-car garage property. Okay, so now you have a better understanding of what the physical makeup is of the property. And it's important to understand that, because there are times when a property will come on the market and maybe it's a 110. What is a 110? A one bedroom, one bath, no garage property. And maybe you're not looking for those types of properties. Maybe you're looking for what we call the sweet spot property, which is the 3-2-2. Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage. We kind of call that the sweet property. Now, not every property that we buy falls in the 3-2-2 category, but some do. Many don't. Does it really matter? It depends on the financial aspects of the property and what that property can do for you. Now, I will tell you that two-bedroom properties can be a little bit more difficult to rent out than a three-bedroom property. And a one-bedroom property can be more difficult to rent out than a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom. Why is that? Because you are eliminating certain segments of the marketplace. In other words, certain people are looking for certain types of properties in order to rent. And what I like to do when I'm renting to whoever is out there, I like to make properties that are available to the marketplace have an ability to support a family unit. Why am I looking to rent to families? Well, because families tend to be more stable. They tend to get into a property, they rent for a year, and then they sign a rent renewal lease. So in this particular deal that I received from Brent, it has an ARV of $185,000 and a purchase price of $102,000. All right, let me stop right there and let me define that for you. ARV stands for after repair value. It is essentially what the property would appraise for in the current marketplace when it's all fixed up. Now, properties will appraise for different values depending on the condition. And one of the things that we will teach you when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member is we will teach you to look for distressed properties, properties that are not well fixed up. And the reason why you're looking for a distressed property is because it gives you some incredible benefits. It gives you things like cash flow, cash on cash return, equity capture, principal pay down, natural appreciation, depreciation. I see I'm hitting you with more and more terms, and some of you are just kind of like, whoa, dude, you're hitting me with a machine gun, and I don't even have my flak jacket on. Okay, I get it. So let me explain these terms to you, and let's get the terminology correct. All right, so again, the after repair value of the property is $185,000. So when this property is all fixed up, it'll be worth $185,000. That means like kind properties in that particular market segment are selling for about that price where that property exists. So what you know right away is that that property has a future value of $185,000. But it is not at its future value range. It's at a present value range. I'm hitting you with more terminology, aren't I? So what is it, this present value? Well, the present value is what the property is worth in the current marketplace. So we can purchase the property for $102,000. The seller is willing to let the property go for $102,000 because the seller has been educated that the property is not worth $185,000. And in order for that property to be worth $185,000, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on that property to breathe new life into it. Now, most sellers, they're not interested in that, and they don't have the wherewithal to actually revitalize their property. They don't know how to do it, or they don't have an interest in doing it. And all they want to do is to sell the asset. There are underlying reasons why the seller wants to dispose of the asset. Maybe they inherited the property and they don't want it. Maybe they have been renting it out for the last 20 years and they haven't been doing any improvements on the property, and the property is just worn out and they're tired of being landlords. There's a myriad of reasons why people would sell at a discounted rate. Again, another term for you in more industry jargon, a discounted rate. So we can buy this property for $102,000, which represents a 55 cents on the dollar purchase price based on the after repair value of the property. Now, when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you're going to quickly learn how to assess what needs to be done to remediate that property. And one of the things that you're going to do is you're either going to physically have to visit the property and walk through it yourself, or you're going to have to send a member of your team to the property to do that for you. Now, what does this mean? A member of your team. Again, more industry jargon. That member of your team could be your general contractor. That person could be your eyes, ears, voice, and conscience regarding that particular property, what needs to be done to remediate that property. And that general contractor has a lot of institutional knowledge, has repaired a lot of properties. And if you have the right general contractor, they understand what you are looking to do in the property, and they're not going to advise you to over improve the property. They're going to tell you what needs to be done to remediate the property, and they're going to give you a price to do that. Maybe you decide to send your realtor, your trusted agent, somebody who has a fiduciary obligation to you, to go do the walkthrough for you. Now, the realtor may not have the same institutional knowledge that the general contractor has regarding what it costs to do everything. But if you have the right realtor on your team, that realtor has an understanding of what it costs to remediate property. They also will have experience helping you buy distressed properties and then helping you to market those properties if you choose to use them as far as leasing the property out to somebody once you have it fixed up, or they will help you understand what the ARV value, after repair value, is of that property when it is all fixed up. So they can give you real-time information about market data that you can use to determine whether or not this is a property you want to pursue. So far we know that we can buy this property for about 55 cents on the dollar, but we don't know what it's going to take to rehab the property. Now, when I say rehab, what I'm talking about is all of the things that you need to do to the property to breathe new life into it. Maybe the property still has the 1966 cabinets in them, and maybe those cabinets that are in the kitchen, they just don't look right. I mean, it's not something that you look at and you go, wow, this could be a retro home. It's maybe just something that's very dated that needs to be pulled out of the property, and then you need to replace it with more modern-looking materials. Maybe the countertops are all beat up, and maybe in order to get that after-repair value in the neighborhood, countertops need to be granite countertops. So you have to consider improving the product to meet what the industry standard is so that you can hit your after repair target. Is this making sense to you? Another thing you need to look at is, you know, the flooring. You have to take a look at the roof. You have to take a look at the HVAC system. You have to take a look at all of the systems within the property. Are the gas systems working correctly? Are the electrical systems correct? Are they up to current code? I mean, these are safety things that you need to take into consideration. And if it's a safety-related matter, you need to make sure you improve it. So you have to have a cost to do that. So what is the cost to do all the repairs on this property? Well, my estimate indicates to me it's not quite $45,000. You're going to need about $45,000 to do all the improvements on this property. And you're going to have closing and holding costs of about $10,000. So when the dust all settles, you're going to need about $55,000 in order to do the improvements on the property. Now, some of you are going, wow, dude, that's a lot of money. Where am I going to get that money? All right. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you where you're going to get that money. And I'm also going to tell you about the equity that you're going to capture. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Tired of living the life of quiet desperation? Want to retire but can't save fast enough? Let Del Walmsley and the team at Lifestyles Unlimited show you how.
I'm here to tell you, you got to take action now. You got 1 year, and at the end of 1 year, it's going to be just as crazy as it was.
Change your roadmap, change your life.
So unlike when you go to retire and you think you have a pile of money and you're going to live off that pile of money and your goal becomes die before you run out of money, right?
Use real estate to create passive income.
Our goal here is just go out there and create the income stream. We don't care how big the pile is. That's irrelevant to us. Create the income stream we can live on, and then every year continue to build that wealth.
Build wealth.
You should be able to increase your income every year for the rest of your life. I have since I was 34 years old.
Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024. Two-year Lifestyles Unlimited membership for just $297.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm doing is I'm kind of slowing down, and I'm giving you an overview of different terminology that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members use that we understand. We embrace the terminology. So if you throw the terminology out at me, I understand exactly what you're talking about. But I also have to take into consideration that many of you listening to my voice, you don't understand all of the terminology. I mean, you've tuned into this show because you are trying to educate yourself. And I think as an educator, my job is to assist you and make sure you get the information you need. So what I'm doing on today's show is I'm kind of slowing it down. Instead of like hitting you with, you know, three deals and then talking about all this terminology, which may just blow right past you, I'm trying to explain all of the segments of a particular deal so that your education becomes a reality. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. All right. So where we left off, we were talking about the fact that we could buy a property for $102,000. That is the current value of the property based on its condition. And that property would have a future value of $185,000 when it's all fixed up. Now, this property is not in good condition. There's a lot of things wrong with the property. And we determined earlier in the show, it was going to take about $55,000 in rehab costs and closing and holding costs in order to get everything done. So some of you were thinking, wow, you know, it's $102,000 to buy this thing. I need another $55,000 to fix it up and to cover the closing and holding costs. Where am I going to get all this money from? When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, one of the things that we're going to teach you when we teach you how to invest in single family properties is we're going to teach you about a concept called hard money. See another term there, right? Hard money, right? What is hard money? Okay, hard money isn't really hard at all. It is an asset-based loan that is based off of the fact that you have a certain skill set and you have the ability to transform a property from its current condition or its present value into its future value. Does that make sense? And what these lenders are willing to do, because they understand your business plan and they understand that you have the ability to perform, is they will loan you up to 70% of the after repair value. So remember, we said the after repair value on this property was $185,000. So that 70% works out to be $129,500. $129,500. Now think about it. It's going to cost you $102,000 to buy the property, right? Okay. You're going to use $102,000 of that $129,500 loan to acquire the property. What are you going to do with the remaining $27,500? You're going to use it to do the repairs on the property. And what's going to happen is it's going to keep your cash out of pocket. In other words, the amount of money that you are actually putting into this deal at a minimum. So what it's going to require you to do is come up with an additional $20,000, because that's the difference between what the lender is willing to loan you and what your total costs on this property are. What that essentially means is that instead of the standard, you're putting 20% down. You've heard that before, right? If you're buying investment property, the lender wants you to put 20% down. Well, because you are capturing equity in this property and you're capturing equity of $28,250, and I'll explain that in a minute. When you capture this equity, you can use that equity to offset your down payment expense. So equity capture is the difference between your all-in cost on the property and that after repair value. So you are not getting close to that after repair value. You're $28,250 below it. That is equity that you capture in the property that becomes wealth on your balance sheet. Pretty cool stuff, right? And because you're only spending about $20,000 out of your own pocket to buy this property, that represents about an 11% down payment. It's actually 10.81%, and it's all legal. It's all totally legal because the lenders are going to understand that you have equity in the property. So when you go to put your long-term financing on the property, you're not going to have to put 20% down because you've already invested a certain amount of money and you've captured equity in the property. The lenders are going to look at that and they're going to say, okay, that counts towards your side of the balance sheet. And as a result of that, you're good to go. You can buy this property for less than 11% down payment. Pretty cool stuff, right? Okay, so what does this property do for you? I mean, it produces rent, right? So when you take the rent and you analyze the cash flow, oh, there's another term for you, cash flow. What is cash flow anyway? Well, cash flow is the net income generated by a real estate investment property after you deduct all of the operating expenses, the mortgage payments, taxes, and insurance. So you're going to get a rent on this property and you're going to pay all the associated costs with that property. What is left over is the cash flow that comes into your pocketbook. The cash flow projection on this property based on the rents in the area works out to be $324 per month. $324 per month. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. And some of you are thinking, wow, that's not a lot of money. But let me tell you this. In the Lifestyles Unlimited world, we want you to buy assets that produce between $200 and $600 per month in cash flow per unit on the single family space side. So this property meets our investing criteria. It may not meet your individual investing criteria because maybe you expect a property to earn $400 or more per month, but this particular property, it produces $324 per month. So it's going to meet somebody's investing criteria. Now let's take a step back and let's annualize that cash flow. Annualize, it's just a big word, meaning you're taking the monthly cash flow and you're figuring out what that cash flow is represented at regarding an annual income. Okay. So when we multiply 324 by 12 months, it gives us an annual income of $3,888. You can give yourself a raise every time you buy a single family property. It's pretty cool, right? Now, another way that we make money in real estate has to do with this concept called principal paydown. This kind of principal has to do with your note. And one of the things that you will do is you will learn to put a mortgage on your rental property. And the reason you put a mortgage on your rental property is you are leveraging other people's money. And what this does for you is this keeps your cash contribution to a minimum in the property, which keeps your cash available so that you can buy more assets. Does that make sense? So for instance, I said that we were buying this property for less than 11% based on the after repair value and what the amount of cash out of pocket that we were putting into the property, right? So because of that, we're going to have long-term financing on the property. It will be a 75% loan to value note, which means we've got at least 25% equity in the property, and we didn't use all of our cash for that 25% equity. But that 75% in that note represents other people's money that do not participate in the equity growth of the property. The lenders get their money based off of the interest and the points that they charge, and that's where their income comes from. So as the property is increasing in value, you are retaining all of that value. That goes in your column. Now let's talk a little bit more about that principal paydown. Principal paydown, by definition, is the reduction of the outstanding loan balance over time through regular mortgage payments, which increases your equity in the property. Because when you're making that mortgage payment, a portion of that mortgage payment goes to the interest. By the way, interest is a business write-off, okay? So all the interest that you pay, you can use as a deduction against your earnings on the property. Pretty cool stuff, right? But the principal, you cannot write off. It is not a business write-off. But the principal reduction, in other words, the amount of money that goes down every month when you make that loan payment, that adds additional equity to you. It's another way that we make money in real estate. Now, it's not huge, crazy money like equity capture or cash on cash, but it is beneficial income, and it is another way that we make money in real estate. Now, the fifth way that we make money in real estate has to do with something called depreciation. So what is depreciation? Well, it's the decrease in the value of a property over time as determined by the tax authorities for tax purposes. What does that mean? Okay, it's kind of a confusing subject because I've been telling you that properties go up in value over time. I said natural appreciation tends to cause your property to double in value every 20 years, right? Yeah, so we know that properties do tend to appreciate over time, but now I'm telling you that the property decreases in value over time. Okay, what that means is that if you own a rental property, you can depreciate its value over a certain time period. In other words, 27 and a half years for residential properties in the United States of America to offset the rental income for tax purposes. So what the IRS is telling you is that you have to take a look at your asset and you have to create two values for your asset. One value is the land value for the asset. The other value is the improvements made on the asset. So that's everything that isn't land. That's the building itself. It's the sewer line that connects to the sewer, the main sewer line. It is the water lines. It is anything that you do to that property to create, well, value in the property. So what you do is you take a look at the land value and you set that aside. You cannot depreciate land because the IRS says land doesn't wear out. Land will be here forever and ever, and it will outlive you, so you cannot depreciate it. But all those improvements, that improvement value on the property, you can depreciate all of that stuff. So when I take a look at the depreciation schedule for this particular sample property that we're talking about, I look at the annual cash flow. Again, that was $3,888. And I'm able to write off depreciation based on an 80% formula. In other words, I say that the land is worth 20% of the value and the improvements are worth 80% of the value. And so what that does for me when I take that 80% number and I divide it by 27 and a half years, it gives me a depreciation write-off of $5,382, which is more than the annual cash flow. What that means is that the annual cash flow becomes tax-free for me. That's pretty cool stuff, right? I'm not paying any taxes on that money. And there's an additional $1,494 of residual depreciation that I can use on other properties or on other things that the Internal Revenue Service says that I am able to use it on. So depreciation is a very powerful tool in our arsenal, and it doesn't necessarily mean that our property is crumbling over time. What it means is that systems are wearing out, and we have to be cognizant of the fact that systems are wearing out. So the Internal Revenue Service gives us the opportunity to kind of bank some money for putting aside to make future repairs. I mean, that's kind of the way I look at it. I'm not sure that's the way the IRS looks at it. And again, I am not a tax expert. I'm not a tax attorney. I don't know anything about that real formal stuff. I know enough to be dangerous, but I certainly know how depreciation can benefit me as a real estate investor. Man, I'll tell you, I've hit you with a lot of stuff today. I've hit you with a lot of terminology, a lot of industry jargon, and I hope it's made you a more informed real estate investor. But if you really want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.